Well, Elon Musk's rocket and satellite company, SpaceX, is expected to go public this month in one of the most highly anticipated IPOs of the year. The IPO could not only shatter records, but it could push Musk into trillionaire status. Joining me now for more is financial analyst and senior equity analyst at Wedbush Securities, Dan Ives. Dan, thanks so much for being on with us. So how strong are the chances that we will see a merger of Musk's two companies, SpaceX and Tesla? And does the combination of those two companies even make sense as Musk looks to expand, of course?
Yeah, I mean, look, this is all part of the Musk ecosystem in terms of SpaceX, XAI, and ultimately we believe Tesla. You know, we assign about 80% plus chance that in 2027, a merger ultimately happens between SpaceX and Tesla.
And Dan, Musk's move to take his company public seems like a smart move financially, but, you know, going public also holds the company to new scrutiny from public investors and regulators. Is it a good move for Musk?
Look, I think it's a good move, and almost a great move relative to what's happening in space. And for Musk, this is about capitalizing on really the next frontier. And when you think about going public, whether it's Anthropic, OpenAI, SpaceX, I think it's good for capital markets to have these huge private companies that are so key to the fourth industrial revolution public. And of course, gives them the access to the capital markets, which is so important in such a high CapEx, hundreds of billions, ultimately trillions of dollars.
So what does SpaceX going public mean for everyday and layman investors?
Well, especially because of the indexes, you know, in terms of some of the new NASDAQ rules. I mean, a lot of investors not even realizing it through pensions, through ETFs. I mean, they'll probably end up owning, you know, a decent amount of SpaceX. And I think it just speaks to, when you talk about companies of this size, it has a significant ripple effect on the market. And I think this is really a historical period that we're seeing with the fourth industrial revolution, where Musk and obviously SpaceX, they're really the first ones to test the market.
Do you think this merger could face any potential pushback from regulators, maybe even stop a potential merger here?
Oh yeah, there'll be a line trying to ultimately stop. And there definitely could be a risk there. And not just in terms of regulators, but also in China, where, you know, they could face scrutiny. Look, and these are all the sort of tug of war that Musk is going to have to go through in terms of valuation, shareholder approval, everything else. But first thing first, SpaceX going public. But, you know, I just continue to view that marriage between SpaceX and Tesla as something that, you know, we foresee.
All right, Dan Ives, thank you.
Thank you.